Yes, we do indeed want to praise God this morning. And this is Songs of Hope Part 2. Rod Carr, your host. And thank you to Bruce for a mighty Songs of Hope Part 1. And the message that Bruce broadcast this morning from Brett Peatman will be up on our website within the next day or two. In the next hour, we've got mostly music, songs like Soldiers of Christ Arise, He's Gonna Smile on Me, I Choose You, Go Light Your World, and lots, lots more. And we'll have our prayer psalm coming up in a few minutes, Psalm 19. And Vic Campbell will bring us our Christian news bulletin about 20 past the hour. And at 8:45, we'll have the story of St. Benedict. And he's the man that started all the Christian monasteries way, way, way back. And so we'll all hear all about St. Benedict. And the weather today, let me see, it's going to be 20 degrees, morning shower, mostly sunny. And tomorrow, 21 and a possible shower. So without further ado, let's get into some hymns. And the first one is from St. Michael's Singers, Soldiers of Christ, Arise.
Strong in the Lord of us, and in His.
song of devotion from the Dallas Christian Adult Concert Choir. Coming up, we've got our prayer psalm, Psalm 19, but firstly, peaceful praise. Father, take us in. We've now got our prayer psalm, and it's from Hugh Elphinstone, of course, and it is Psalm 19.
The heavens keep telling the wonders of God, and the skies declare what he has done. Each day informs the following day, each night announces to the next. They don't speak a word, and there is never the sound of a voice. Yet their message reaches all the earth, and it travels around the world. In the heavens, a tent is set up for the sun. It rises like a bridegroom and gets ready like a hero eager to run a race. It travels all the way across the sky. Nothing hides from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect. It gives us new life. His teachings last forever, and they give wisdom to ordinary people. The Lord's instruction is right. It makes our hearts glad. His commands shine brightly, and they give us light. Worshipping the Lord is sacred. He will always be worshipped. All of his decisions are correct and fair. They are worth more than the finest gold, and are sweeter than honey from a honeycomb. By your teachings, Lord, I am warned. By obeying them, I am greatly rewarded. None of us know our faults. Forgive me when I sin without knowing it. Don't let me do wrong on purpose, Lord, or let sin have control over my life. Then I will be innocent and not guilty of some terrible fault. Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, Lord, because you are my mighty rock and my protector.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just like a blind.
Yes, indeed, Earl Scruggs saw the light of Christianity and now he's a happy man. Coming up, we've got Christian News Bulletin, but firstly, Glad with God is My Rock and Oak Ridge Boys, He's Gonna Smile on Me.
I wasn't born a silver spoon in my mouth. Often there were times when I had to go without. Right now I'm happy as I can be. I treat people right, He's gonna smile on me.
He's gonna smile on me.
He smile on me. I've been falsely accused, many times misused, but to get revenge, I just simply refuse. Instead, I'm happy as I can be. If you treat people right, he's gonna smile on me. Oh, he's gonna smile on me. He's gonna smile on me. If I just say my prayers at night and treat people right, he's gonna smile on me. Called a fool and used just like a tool, but I still believe in the golden rule. And right now I'm so happy as I can be. If you treat people right, he's gonna smile on me. Oh, he's gonna smile.
This is Songs of Hope, serving the Christian community in the southern suburbs of Melbourne.
I will never be afraid. God is my rock. I will never be afraid. God is my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
No one
can harm me when the Lord God is near.
No one.
God is my rock.
God is my rock.
God is my rock.
God
I will never be afraid. God is my rock.
God
I will never be afraid. God is my salvation. Why should I run?
Why should I run?
No one can harm me.
No one can
and
harm
I shall
me.
Overcome.
God is my rock.
God is my rock.
God is my rock.
God is my rock.
God is
my rock.
Christian News Bulletin. A movie review in Relevant magazine contains a message for the church of today. The reviewer states that The Greatest Showman isn't just a film about circus performers. It is a reflection of a contemporary society divided by pain and injustice, being pulled apart at the seams by those in power. It is an allegory about what the church should be and what we stand to lose if we give up Christ's commandment to love others in favour of our own political and personal gain. According to Greek Reporter, over 100 Christian residents, led by their priest in Athens, marched to the site of a controversial sculpture that many think depicts Lucifer and demanded its removal. The protesters held Greek flags, icons, and sang hymns at the spot where the sculpture, Phylax, is located. Eternity magazine reports on a 2-week series of daily Bible readings prepared by Greg Clark. The Bible in the Charts series gives profound insights into the many ways the Bible has influenced rock music down through the decades by focusing on 2 songs from each decade from the 1950s to the 2010s. The audio journey begins with Elvis, whose song Hard-Headed Woman is linked to the disobedience of Adam and Eve in Genesis 1:26-28. Artists whose songs are examined include Regina Spektor, Casey Chambers, and rock band U2.
Songs of Hope.
Even there your hand will lead me, even there your hand will hold me.
Yes, indeed. Wherever we are, God is there to hold our hand. That was Giles Blankenship coming up from a cappella, Sing to the Glory, and Simone Cutting, I Choose You. You're listening to Songs of Hope on Southern FM 88.3, The Sounds of the Bayside.
I'm redeemed, I will sing him a song of love.
2, 3, 4. Oh, he loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And he loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. And he smiles with sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in harmony. Creation joins in unity to sing to him majestic symphony.
But his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now they flee, lift their voices loud and strong. When no curse is by his blood, lift to him a song of love. Nothing more he'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to resist, as his favorite song of all.
And I am going to sing of my Lord. Yeah, he loves to hear the angels as they sing, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
And heaven's choirs in harmony sing up praises to the great I am.
Hallelujah.
But he lifts his hands for silence when the weak is saved by grace begins to sing. And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, I have been redeemed.
Cause his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now may flee, lift their voices loud and strong. When those birds are by his blood, lift to him a song of love. Nothing more he'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to his ear, as his favorite song of all.
And I am going to sing of my Lord.
It's not just melodies and harmonies that catches his attention. It's not just clever lines and phrases that causes a hymn to stop and listen.
From a group called A Cappella, Sing to the Glory was the name of the track, and there was no accompaniment there. It was all done with voices, and I really enjoyed that. Our next feature is going to be St. Benedict, coming up in a few minutes. The story of St. Benedict in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, we've got Christine Crane, Go Light Your World, and from Crossway Baptist here in Melbourne, Carl Lawrence, When All Is Said and Done.
When all is said and done, and everyone is gone, Lord, you're really all I want. When the best the world has just leaves me feeling numb, Lord, you're really all I want.
just that sense of you coming near, all that my heart is hungry to have is just one more touch from your loving hand. When all is said and done, Lord, you're all I want. When all is said and done, and everyone is gone, Lord, you're really all I want. When the best the world has just leaves me feeling numb, Lord, you're really all I want. All that I long for, all that I hope for,
This is Songs of Hope. Let's praise and worship.
She's been robbed and lied to. still holds a candle without a flame. Raise our candles, light up the sky, praying to our Father. In the name of Jesus, make us a beacon in darkest times.
Christian who has made a difference today is St. Benedict. St. Benedict. He lived in about 500 AD in ancient Rome, and he was instrumental in developing Christian monasticism and monasteries. And these monasteries have had a huge impact on European development and history. St. Benedict, born in 480 AD, was the son of a nobleman. He was educated in Rome, but became appalled by the vice, corruption and immoral living in Rome at the time. He fled to the mountains east of Rome and began the life of an ascetic, seeking a deeper spiritual experience of God. Others came to him for leadership to live a similar lifestyle. He set up 12 small communities at Subiaco in Italy, and the spiritual practices and standards he set were very demanding. One of his companions became jealous of him and tried to poison him. He left Subiaco and went to Monte Cassino in Italy and started again, this time building a larger community. Living in a Christian community dedicated to worshipping God required rules, and St. Benedict developed a book called The Rule. It had 73 short chapters and gave guidance on how to live the Christian life and how to administer a Christian community. It included guidance on Christian contemplation and meditation. Each day of monastic life was divided into 8 phases, with procedures to follow for each phase or office. For prayer, St. Benedict turned to the Psalms. He called praying the Psalms the work of God. It was so important that all work was to cease at the appropriate signal to start prayer. If a monk could not make it to the chapel, he was to immediately fall to his knees in the place where he was in the fields and pray right there.
St Benedict died in 547 AD. Monasteries based on St Benedict's rule multiplied and grew in size as people flocked to join and live a deeper spiritual life. Monasteries for women were also set up. By the Middle Ages, a monastery would typically have a church for worship, a dining room, a kitchen, a dormitory, a business office, a library, a school, a hospital, a guest house, a bakery, a laundry, workshops, storehouses, vegetable gardens, grain fields, and a mill. They were like self-supporting villages. Monasteries perform many acts of charity, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, and providing medicines. They cared for travelling strangers. They developed farming and business skills. Through reinvesting some of their proceeds in new technology, they invented the capitalist money management principles, which since then have served the West so well through the centuries. Monasteries help Europe to emerge from the dark time that followed the fall of the Roman Empire. They provided the spiritual power and inspiration for a Christian Europe through the Middle Ages. 1500 years after the rule was first developed by St. Benedict, it is still used today for Christian monastic life. We salute St. Benedict, a Christian who has made a difference.
Christians made a difference.
From the breaking of the daylight, help us see the world through your eyes. Finding beauty in the broken, trusting promises you've spoken. You've got plans to give us a future and a hope. We are not forgotten. Shadows and the sunlight. When our worries overtake us, we believe that they won't break us. You've got plans to give us a future.
Tim Hughes and his song, Plans. Well, that brings us to the end of Songs of Hope for another week. And Songs of Hope has a website, and up there you'll find recordings of segments of the program. There's news, there's a news bulletin from Vic Campbell, there's life stories, there's prayers, there's talks, there's hymns and songs and gospel music, 1 hour recordings. It's all there for your enjoyment at any time. Just get your browser and go to songsofhope883.com. And I'm keen to go off and go to church now and enjoy church. Now, the Mighty Basketball program is about to start. Bruce Mitchell's in the studio getting all his interviews and reports ready. He's back into action for 2018, and it's great to have him back. So we'll just go out now with a song from Crossway Baptist in Melbourne and Roma Waterman, God is Great.